Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to the first official episode of Authentic You Radio. I don't have my jingle ready yet, so I was hoping to have it done for this show, but we don't have it quite finished yet. My guy is working on it. So welcome. We've switched over from Surviving the Shift to officially Authentic You Radio, which is the next step for me. So I'm so excited to bring authentic radio programming to you and help you and inspire you to start living and embracing your authentic you. Today we have special guest Don Jose Ruiz, who is the co-author of The Fifth Agreement. Now, I've heard so much buzz about the four agreements with Don Miguel Ruiz, and now the fifth agreement. So I can't wait to hear what Don Jose has to say about this, because I think, based on what I saw on Amazon.com today, it is perfectly in alignment with the show's theme, which couldn't be more synchronistic. So Don Jose, here's a little background on him, and it's really fabulous. He grew up in a world where anything was possible. From the moment he could speak, he became an apprentice of his shaman father, Don Miguel Ruiz, and his healer grandmother, Mother Sarita. As a teenager, he traveled to India to study with friends of his father, and at the age of 23, he became the successor to the family lineage. In the tradition of his ancestors, Don Jose has dedicated his life to sharing the teachings of the ancient Toltec. For the past 7 years, he's been lecturing, leading classes across the United States and at sacred sites around the world. So let's welcome Don Jose to the show. Welcome.
Oh, thank you for having me, Sarah. It's an honor to be on your show.
Oh, it's an honor to have you here. I mean, I've heard such great things about you. You're kind of a newcomer to the scene, for sure, but in a very big and important way. So tell us a little bit about, I guess, to start us off, tell us a little bit about the Toltec traditions and what that's all about.
Well, the Toltec tradition is a form of humans getting together, and the Toltec means artist. So when we get together, we all know that everyone's an artist. You know, even every human being's an artist. That's why I would say everyone's a Toltec, because it's not a religion, it's a way of life. And the way of life that it invites is for one to appreciate his own art, to love his own creation, and to love in all creations. And this is one of the beautiful things that help us create a beautiful thing in our life.
I like that. Wow. I mean, everyone's a creator. And, you know, I do believe that we all create our own reality. And it's a way of life. Could you elaborate a little bit more about what the Toltec tradition teaches and what it attempts to share with the world?
Well, it's to share their art and their art and love for life. And in Toltec tradition, there's no competition. There's no one competing among the tribe, because everyone's supporting the tribe. And this is one of the things that we learn from our bodies, because, you know, inside our bodies, everything is working together to work as one. So when we have this awareness that we are responsible for our creation and we co-create with life, then we can step into the Toltec place where we finally open our eyes and we know what's the meaning of our life. And the meaning of our life, for the Toltec life, is to enjoy this great creation and to see us from a personal point of view and to take care of this beautiful body that we carry. And this beautiful body has a story, and the story has memory. So we step inside ourselves to look at our own creation, our own stories, and that leads us to a power of our belief. And when we get to a power of our belief, then we can totally say that the Toltec, the artist, has finally arisen to give gratitude to what was given to him, and now he's going to give it back to life.
Wow, I like that. So the Toltec tradition, what culture is this from?
It's a Mexican. It's in the center of Mexico.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, this tradition is like it's long, long, long time ago, even before the Aztecs. And it's one something beautiful that they created a city called Teotihuacan, the place where human awaken becomes gods. They used to say that city was the city of the gods, but one day they just left. They abandoned it. So when the Aztecs came in, they find a whole symbology, a whole potency of energy in these sites, because it was ready transcription that the return of Quetzalcoatl will return, and Quetzalcoatl for the Toltecs is the major giver of life, the one who is free. So when they thought it was going to be the return of Quetzalcoatl, they thought it was a return of another person outside of them, but the return was always in the within. And this is when all the conquests in Mexico happened, when they thought Cortes was the Quetzalcoatl returning with armors and horses, something that the Toltecs have never and Aztecs have never watched. But this is one of the beautiful things to have awareness that the one who returns home is always us, returning to our authentic self. That's why I love the name of your show.
Yes, you know, I was really surprised when I, because I've never read your book, and I know I've always meant to pick up a copy of the Four Agreements, and I never did, and I thought, you know, I should look this up and see what the book is about and just kind of get a rundown of what we're going to be talking about. And I saw this sentence that was on Amazon.com, and it said, basically, your book is essentially about authenticity and really, you know, rediscovering that about ourselves and embracing it. So I thought that was so pivotal and so synchronistic. So, yeah, it's amazing. So the fifth agreement is based on the teachings or the philosophy that's in the four agreements. Is that correct?
Yes.
It builds.
It's one of the last teachings of the project, the fifth agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically describes respect and take responsibility of your life, take responsibility of your creation, because now it's time not to gather information or tools to become something. No, now we know what we become. We are life. Now we gather tools to help, and this is what's all about, to give what was given to us. So in this way of life, we give to ourselves, like returning to the authenticity, because we see our authenticity when we wake up and not try to mirror or copy other paths, but to follow your own path in your own voice, so then we can totally put awareness of the energy that we carry, and that energy that we carry that's very valuable in life is positivity. Now, when we have responsibility over positivity and authenticity with it, we can really change the world.
Yes, we can. I totally resonate with what you're saying completely. So I guess what I'd like you to take us through is, from what I've read about the two books, the first one gives you the foundation, and the second one, the one that you've co-written with your dad, is a continuation of that. So now we have the foundation. This is how we take the next step and really, you know, change the world, like you say. So could you take us through what the four agreements are? Because, you know, not everyone has read it, and myself included, so we're not certain what that's all about. Could you give us a brief overview?
Yes, well, The four agreements were created by my father. He created these agreements so he can communicate with himself. And inspired by the whole teaching of the family, of the Toltec tradition, he gathered the information and really digested it and saw his own life. And in his own life, he created these agreements that will set him free from his own life. And the first agreement was, is being impeccable with your word. Now, this is a very important agreement, because to be impeccable with a word is to be aware of what you're saying. What you're saying to yourself and what you're saying to others. And when you are aware of this agreement, it's no longer creating an excuse. Now you hold responsible anything that happens in life, and you don't waste your energy in putting negativity in the other people. Because when we're not impeccable with a word, we're insulting other people, but basically we're insulting ourselves. Like you say, no one loves us, we don't love anybody. They hate me, I hate you, and all that, believing all that drama, all that stories, we lost the impeccability with the word, and we used the word against us. And when we find that out, when we find this agreement empowering us, then we can wake up to another agreement, and it's not to take anything personally, which is the second agreement. But if we don't take anything personally, it's because now we have control of our own word, because even if we have the reaction, we have the feelings, have the invitation of the old habits that we do, then we can stop ourselves in not participating anymore and putting energy in taking it personal. Because to take it personal is because we have so much ego and so important that everything that happens outside of our life is because of us. We're so important that everything's our fault. And with this awareness, we can see how we are addicted to suffering, how we are addicted to open a wound, close it, open a wound, close it. But when we don't take it personally, it's when we are aware that everyone else is dreaming. Everyone else is asleep. And why is they dreaming? What they're asleep? They're sleeping, hurting each other. They're sleeping about pure negativity. Now, open eyes, you say that don't take it personally, because you will not take someone personal, because that someone who's giving you an offering of negativity or whatever, he has been done the same thing that he's going to do to you. And someone else did that to some who did to that person. And it goes on and on that we can actually break a chain with this agreement and lifts us to the third agreement, which is don't create assumptions. Do not make assumptions. And we can totally see when we make assumptions, we're creating this science fiction class in our head of everything that we call with jealousy and envy and hatred, and we put story into it. And this is like the beginning of jealousy, when we can actually feel the stories being created, which are not real, but created in our head, that we actually go into the persons who we're blaming, who we're thinking of, and then we project on them, and then we make what we fear real. So when we are aware of this, we can totally see that we are the narrator telling the story, and we're the one listening to the story. Then we can see the power of equilibrium goes into one more agreement. And that one agreement is one of my dad's favorite, as he always says with a big smile, is the one to always do your best. Because when you do your best, there's nothing to blame anymore. You did your best. You give your offerings. And when you do it with love, that is the best thing. That to always do your best is the agreement that you take action. No matter what is thrown at you, you will take action. Because with this agreement, you will stop being a victim. And a victim is a human that is respects itself, that is respects itself with its own pain, their own experiences, and someone else's experiences, and will always find a good excuse, because he will use his intelligent mind to create a story to make his truth reality. But when you don't want to debate, when you just want to face the truth and you want to be authentic, and then you look at yourself, there's nobody else looking. And when you do your best, this is when the spirit does his job.
Wow. You know, those are powerful, yet so basic. You know, they're very basic, I don't want to say rules, but they're basic guidelines to live by, but they're so powerful. I mean, you would not need any of those. And, you know, your book, any other to add to that, I mean, because your book is based on authenticity, which is kind of like the next step. If you were to go through all of these four agreements and follow these and apply them to your life, then the next step is embracing your authentic self, because that is what would naturally come out of following these four agreements. Is that correct?
Exactly correct. And, you know, and it's like everything in life, it looks so simple, but it can't be that simple. We have to make it so complicated. We have to make it so difficult that we cannot. But when we make an agreement that is simple, we can see our small automatic habits that put us in a place where we ourselves, which we respect ourselves. But now with the awareness, we can see how these simple agreements we can apply with respect to ourselves, we can really transform our life, because we really want to, and that's the magic. When we want to, life will be done.
Yes. Yeah, and, you know, I'm in the midst of writing a book about the first one, which is about using your words. You know, people use words all the time, and they don't really think about what they're saying. And, you know, there's so much more meaning behind words than just the dictionary meaning. So I totally resonate with that one for sure. And, you know, don't take anything personally and don't make assumptions. I mean, wow, that's been a huge struggle for me for sure. You know, I definitely early on was a people pleaser, and I always worried about what other people thought of me. And I would start creating these what-if scenarios in my head. You know, what if they think this? And what if, you know, what if this? And of course, then we start manifesting those, like you say, and creating something we don't want. And, you know, that leads to the fourth one, really, is becoming that victim. You don't want to do that. And that's kind of what you become if you do those other, if you go against the grain of the other agreements that you mentioned. So, yeah, it makes completely perfect sense. It's amazing. So now I understand why this book has been on the bestseller list for so long. I mean, it's phenomenal. So simple, yet so profound. And, you know, I have to say, you know, being in Los Angeles recently, just seeing the Mexican culture and seeing they're so family-oriented, and so you just feel such a sense of peace coming from them. It's like just watching them, you know that they understand family, and the connection that we have with other people is more important than anything else. And really, that's what we're here for, is to create the life we want and, you know, experience that beauty, love, and all those things with other people.
Yes, this is one of the beautiful things to come with awareness in this life, knowing that, you know, no words are ritual, because this is how we use as humans to express ourselves. So when we express ourselves, we can know that everyone's expressing love. So, you know, love is just a part of us, and when we are all together, it's just a part of us because we inspire each other. And when we work this way, you know, we can go ahead. We can go ahead so quickly in manifesting a beautiful dream. The bad part is when we believe the worst, when we make the worst ours, and we want to go to something, and we start being greedy, envious, hatred, that we turn into another. But the whole magic is right here to appreciate your life. There's nothing to learn. It's just to unlearn everything that's not giving you support. And, you know, the spirit of truth is common sense. And common sense will get you a clear reflection every time when you ask yourself with respect. When you really want to do something, you will do it. When you don't want to do it, you don't want to do it. So respect your timing. Your timing is everything. And when you are in control of your time, it's because now you're in control of your thoughts. Now you have patience. And with patience, you can totally see what good contribution we can do with every day, with everyone in our life. Because no matter they don't love us, we love them. No matter what happens in life, we just open hearts because we understand forgiveness. And forgiveness is not just in a convenient way, I forgive you if, I love you if. No, it's to understand true forgiveness. Is that you will forgive a person that's going to hurt you today, in 5 years, or in 10 years. Nobody forgive them now because you understand how life is. You understand how humans are, and humans go against each other. So when we are aware of this, we can see how we go against each other, that we don't want to participate any longer. And we can totally find the true source of forgiveness is to understand humanity and their automatics. And when we understand this, we are returning to authenticity from a different point of view, in point of view of being grateful for words that we can interact with each other. And this is one of the beautiful things to come with awareness in life, that if we don't speak our truth, we will never listen. We will never experience ourselves delivering the truth. So there's come a day that we're all going to go home. But let's make history before we go home. Let's make history before we forget ourselves, because one day we will forget ourselves. And when we come with this awareness, you know, we are one. And with this awareness, you can have a life of pure tranquility. And when somebody invites you to chaos, you will say no thank you, because you already experimented that, because this, you understand the dream of humanity, and this is what the Toltec it is. The Toltec is artists, human coming together to understand the dream of humanity and supporting the truth. And the more we support the truth, the common sense, the more the lies will not be in our grounds.
Wow, very wise. Very wise indeed. You know, each guest I have on here, you know, my previous show as well, it's just, you know, there's such aha moments, and this is one of them. You know, I've been going through a lot of what you speak of recently, you know. Like I said, the whole taking things personally and making assumptions, and I've left that all behind just as of late. I've really made a shift, such a grand shift, and things, you know, I'm really in the flow of synchronicity now, and it's just, it doesn't bother me anymore what people think of me. You know, it's not really important to me anymore. And, you know, things are just snowballing, and it's such a beautiful experience. I went to Los Angeles recently. I did some taping for Authentic UTV, and it all fell together like magic. It was, you know, people came out of the woodwork and wanted to be interviewed, and they were such great people, you know, people that I thought, wow, you know, they want to be a part of my project. It's so fantastic. And, you know, it's so beautiful when, you know, you embrace your authentic you. It's so magical.
Yes, it's very magical, especially when you dance with synchronicity. With no expectation, you get thrown into life and you dance, and this is one of the best beautiful things to happen, because you keep yourself open for new experiences instead of being closed and want to have it a certain way, you know, but being open artistically, this is the way to dance with life.
Exactly. You know, you said it so well, leaving the door open, because that's been my philosophy lately. It's just, if a door presents itself to me, I'm going to walk through it, regardless of, you know, how it presents itself. If it's a door that opens, I need to go and see what's on the other side. You know, I owe that to myself to do that. And so I've been really keeping things open, and that's that's been the key to keep the synchronicity flowing for sure.
Yes. And this is one of the beautiful things with this point. We all know that we all work for the same boss, no matter what religion we come from, what sex we are, what country we're born in, doesn't matter. We all work for the same boss, and this is one of the beautiful things to keep open and dancing with this beautiful synchronicity.
Yes. So the fifth agreement, like I say, is the kind of the continuation on building on this foundation of the four agreements. So can you elaborate on the whole authenticity, you know, embracing that authentic you and all of that? Take us through the whole book and how that came about and I guess the birth of it. How did the book come about?
Well, the birth of it came about, my father started teaching class like 20 years ago called Angel Training, which is messenger training translated. But at one point he said to all of our apprentices, his apprentices at the time, he said, "You guys are not getting it. I feel like I'm talking to the wall. I'm going to stop and reshape my teachings." So he said, "What you guys need are crutches." So he began giving us crutches, giving us stories, and then we thought the stories, you know, were concrete, you know, concrete. And he said, "Well, the stories are not true. They're just mythologies to tell you something." And every time we get comfortable, he said, "Because it's not going to do that you make something, you know, concrete, but it is that you make yourself fluid to feel the opportunity to do everything that happens." So when he created the Mastery of Love, the Four Agreements, we're all just foundations to look into the mirror, let's say, to rediscover yourself. That when we got into the messenger training, which is the fifth agreement, which is skeptical but to learn to listen, it's not to be skeptical in a social or intelligent position. I'm more intelligent than anybody else, or I'm more important. No. But to be skeptical is to not believe your lies, to not believe your own poison, to not believe the poison of others in your own head, to not be the scorpion who stings itself with its own poison, with their own tail, and paralyzing itself. The fifth agreement comes with the foundation of awareness. When a master, a spiritual guide, or a teacher, or a parent, a guide can take you face-to-face, talk to you, and say to you, "Now you're on your own. Now you are your own teacher, and you are your own apprentice. Listen good, because now everything, all the tools that you've gathered in looking yourself in the mirror, now comes the point of giving gratitude by living in gratitude. Everything that you learn in life, every slap in the face that you receive and forgave, everything that's coming your way in the future, now is your time to be a messenger. A messenger that you will give what you've learned in your gratitude everywhere where you receive the message." But the question is when we say, what kind of messenger are you? What kind of message are you giving to yourself and to the people that you say you love? Now, with this awareness in the fifth agreement, we go through the beginning to look at our own habits, our own point of view, how we use the impeccability of our word, how we didn't take things personal, how we didn't make assumptions, how we did our best, and seeing the whole conflict isn't between good or evil, it's between truth and lies. And when we can see those truth and lies in our head, then we can totally wake up. Wake up to what? Wake up to the responsibility of what we're here for in life, like we said earlier in the program, that we're here for only one meaning. We should take care of ourselves. To take care of our body. Like me, I'm here for one reason, it's to take care of Jose. Because I know what makes Jose happy, what makes Jose suffer, and how do I know this information? Because I am Jose. So in the tradition of the old ancestors, is when we talk about the scorpion, when the spirit stepping inside of you and possessing you. And of course, this in the past got very superstitious and fanatic, that they actually thought there was spirit possessing a body, but it's no. The real possession, it is when one is aware of what's making them suffer, one making them happy, and they wake up to take care of this beautiful human that makes us perceive everything in life, because the Nahuatl meaning, it is the space in between. And we live in a space in between. That's why Nahuatl means the one who is the messenger of the creation. Because with this awareness, we walk into everywhere we go, but with synchronicity, with no attention, and we can totally, totally give the message. And what is the message? It is ourselves. So In the Fifth Agreement, we describe how a master is not the person who has all the knowledge, all the awareness. No. The real master is the one who brings peace, but there's hecticness. Who brings peace, but there is no peace. And the one who brings tranquility and passivity, vibration, wherever they go. This is why they say in the Egyptian tradition, you may not enter heaven if your heart is not light as a feather. And having a heart light as a feather is when we create all the chaos, all the stressfulness, and all the anger, and we don't control our emotional body because we use our emotional body as an excuse not to take action. But when we see our emotional body having a reaction, this is when the real transformation happens. It's because we are now taming and having discipline in controlling our own emotions, our own fears, our own jealousy, our own hatred, everything that is programmed into the human mind by television, by media, by books, by how we live life and how we see live life. Now we're breaking from an old program that was given to us, but we, with awareness, are reprogramming. And this is why it's so important to ask yourself the question, what kind of messenger are you? Because when you answer that question to yourself, no one else listens, but you will listen. And now with this awareness, you will know what powers you have. And the power you have, it is your will, your intent to give yourself a better life, no matter what.
Well, you know, you speak with such passion, and I always notice that when we're passionate, when we speak from a place of passion or a place that, you know, truth, I guess you could say, people animate and they seem to come alive. And that's what I sense when you're talking about this. It's like you really have such passion behind the words and what you're saying and what you're teaching. And it's beautiful. I love it. So, Don Jose, now, this whole authenticity thing, and I see it everywhere, and I don't know that it's just because I'm on the same path and I'm talking about authenticity and embracing your authentic you, and really, you know, me doing this show, for example, is really just an outward expression of what I'm going through. And so I made the shift over from surviving the shift to this authentic you radio because it's really what I'm going through. It's kind of my journey. And I see it everywhere. You know, I don't know, maybe it's just that the world is ready for this change and they're ready to embrace these simple yet profound agreements and, you know, live by them, because I see people talking about being your authentic self everywhere. Even, for example, my husband the other day was watching, I think it's TMZ, which is kind of a superficial show that talks about celebrities, and he happened to see a video and he clicked on it, and it was Ryan Seacrest who was talking about embracing your authentic self. And I thought, wow, if he's talking about that, you know, if someone like that is talking about being your authentic self, then, you know, there's got to be more to it than just me seeing these coincidences. I think that the world is ready for this. And I kind of feel, as we shifted from the 1900s and the previous century, that we're kind of floundering, and, you know, we're not, our heart isn't in that money, power, greed, you know, success, achievement. We're really not centered in that anymore, and we're kind of flip-flopping around wondering, okay, what's next? What are we supposed to be doing? And so people are starting to talk about this authentic and being real, because we're being stripped of all of our personal belongings, and, you know, the financial recession, we've had to downgrade our, you know, our way of life and things like that. And so all we have left is us and getting back to basics and getting back to what we're really here for.
Yes, I love that, because it's like one of my favorite quotes that I've ever heard by President Abraham Lincoln. He said, if I do good, I feel good. And if I do bad, I feel bad. And that's my religion. And when I feel that, it's exactly what I'm listening, because this is when one makes a decision, it's like we put our glasses of love. And when we put those glasses of love, we see everything with love. Like, we take those glasses off, we can put those glasses of joy. We put them with real joy. So we can totally see the point of view of our power, of our intent and will, what we want to give to our human. And what we want to give to that is positivity. And this is what I love so much. One of the things that Grandma said to me, says, son, always talk from your heart. Never repeat what you learn in books, stuff like that. Learn from them, but, you know, that's someone else's. When you speak from your heart. And how you live is the way that you're going to attract also. So if we have in a relationship, and we're just, you know, saying to us we're not meant for love, you know, everybody abuses me and stuff like that. And but we're attracting into our life, we're attracting people who are going to abuse us, who are going to use us. And when we come to this point, how we respect ourselves is how the world's going to respect us. It changes completely because now we start to respect ourselves. And when we respect ourselves, we can totally see the whole life clearly because we are totally seeing we're going to get hooked so easily anymore of something that we used to get to hook so quickly and suffer over it. But now we look at it and we can actually say, thank you. Thank you for everything that you teach me, every experience that I've had that make me have the realization that now I'm living my life a certain way. And when you live a certain way, it's because it feels good to you. And this is one of the beautiful things that we're here in life for. We're here in life, let's say, for 100 years, to say a lot. But in those 100 years, we live a certain way in the beginning, only to learn in the future how we don't want to live anymore, so we no longer be victim of this happened to me, that's why I'm not happy. No, this happened to me, and that time, that makes me happy today because I'm so grateful now that I did everything in my power to remove that way of thought that I had from them and now. And every day I wake up in gratitude to oneself that can remove itself from that point of view and believe to the true one who can give you freedom. And the one who can give you freedom is no one outside of you but yourself. And when you begin listening to yourself, every lie that you used to tell to yourself, every story that you used to respect yourself with, it becomes flavorless because now you are aware. Now you're skeptical, but you learn to listen with your heart. And you are now in control, responsibility. This is why in many cultures, in the Indian Native American, we call it shaman. In the Toltec, we call it Nagua. In India, we call it Swami. We call it priest. All this is just people with a message of positivity with themselves. And, of course, it's like a cup of water that puts itself its own water. It's soon going to get overlifted, and it's going to spill. This is what we're here for. So what our children or someone else's children, the little ones, are going to learn is not what we say to them. It's how we live our life. Now, just imagine having that awareness and having that seed that you can give to them. It's a great honor.
You know, I agree so much with that because I have two children of my own, and it's so true. It's not so much what you say, because when I'm coming from a place of being authentic and being, you know, not worried about all of those other things, like taking things personally and worrying and making assumptions, and, you know, and I'm not having one of those days where I kind of slide back into those old patterns. They're so much calmer, and they're so much more authentic, and they're not frazzled, and they're not, you know, taking on all of those things. So really, it's they resonate with your state of being, and so we need to do that for them. I mean, that's our right, or not our right, but our task as parents to do that for them.
Yes, and with this, we can understand the whole humanity, how many people didn't have good parents and how they have abusive parents. And these kids grew up now abusing their kids or abusing someone else's. And the abuse is just everywhere big. So right now we can hold a responsibility, no matter what happened in our life, good or bad, we can end a lineage and start a new lineage, start a new cycle, a new way of life. And it's happening by the action that we will do. Now, the decision is so simple to be made. And the question is just to ask yourself. And when one is ready, it is ready. Because many times we're ready, but we don't want to give us that permission, or we're afraid to move on. So what happens that we stay in a dream that we were living, the world we were living, the town that we were living, and that town becomes ghost town, ghost world. And I mean by that because we don't belong there anymore. We're just seeing all the same things happening, the whole habits. And with this awareness, we can be ready to start a new life. And it's not only to see how children are going to learn from us, but our parents, our friends, everywhere. So everyone who's around us will want to be around you because you bring that positivity, because when someone brings negativity, no one wants to be around that person, and, you know, there's no one to blame, but you can go on creating a story, stories, but they're just stories. Let's get rid of the stories that are not serving us anymore, and let us choose of crutches good stories that empower us, but no, they're just stories, because what we're really going for is to give the ultimate gift, the gift that was given to us, this life. So now let's give ourselves life in life. And when we happen that, oh my gosh, we could have a revelation that we will share with whoever we may share, and this is how we're here for life.
I love that. You know, both the books that you described, the Four Agreements and also the Fifth Agreement, they're so basic in what you're saying. It's like, okay, well, I already kind of knew those things, but when you say it like that and when you put it together like that, it's almost, it's just, I just can't get over the fact that it's so basic yet so profound. It's almost like it's woven into the fiber of our being. We just have to recognize it and wake up to it, like you say, for sure.
Yes, I remember the first time I read the Four Agreements, and I went to my father. I said, "Father, I know this information." He put a big smile on his face. "Of course you know it. Everyone knows it, because it's integrity talking to integrity, and everyone knows integrity."
Yeah, exactly. And it just, it's almost like an aha moment. Like I say, you know, when you read those, it's like, wow, that is just, you know, I know this, and I fight with those things every single day, but yet why don't I recognize them? You know, and like I say, I'm starting to, and I think we're all starting to make a bit of a shift. And people talk about the whole 2012 thing and, you know, that it's a pivotal time. Yeah, I kind of think it is a pivotal time, but I don't really think that a particular date has anything to do with it. I just think that, like you say, we're ready to give up those stories and, you know, those lies we tell ourselves and all those things, and ready to embrace the real us, who is not, you know, it has nothing to do with what we own or what we've accomplished or any of that stuff. So where do you see yourself, Don Jose, with all this work? I mean, I know that you're kind of a newcomer. I mean, in terms of, is this your first book, or is this?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so where do you see yourself going with this? I know you've been doing radio shows and traveling and teaching and things like that. So where do you see yourself in the next few years?
So basically, now, because what gives me a lot of fulfills my heart is having the opportunity to share what was given to me. Because every time that I get the honor of sharing what was given to me, it's like I'm receiving it again and again and again. So I really don't want to stop doing this until it's my time to go home, because there's nothing else to do. There's no illusion to conquer. It's just to be here in person. And I'm just so happy that I'm not living in suffering anymore. I'm not living in a hell that I used to live anymore, and just giving the opportunity to give what was given to me is enough. That the rest is just to play.
Yes, yeah, I agree. You know, it's such a wonderful experience to, like you say, share those teachings that you want to share with the world, and then you see these people light up and recognize who they really are, and it's so rewarding and gratifying, and, you know, you're so grateful. That's how I feel when I'm sharing with others, you know, helping them wake up and recognize that they can do this or they can do that, and there's no limitations, and we're infinite creators. You know, we can do whatever it is that our hearts desire, and it's so gratifying, and I'm in a state of gratitude all of the time now. This is kind of, over the past, you know, year or so, definitely I've been having this transformation. So for you to be on the show and really go through these agreements and, you know, just talk about being authentic, it just drives it home even more that I'm on the right track, and, you know, I've got to keep teaching what I'm teaching too. So yeah, thank you for that. It's wonderful. So I'd like to put out there for the callers, if, you know, last week's show we had a little bit of trouble. We had someone in the chat room that was causing a little bit of havoc, so I've put a message in the chat room for people who may be in there that Blog Talk is monitoring it. So if you do have a question through chat, please, you know, don't hesitate to do that. Or you can call in if you have a question for Don Jose. The call-in number is, I have two here actually, the toll-free number is 1-877-296-0345, and the alternate number, just in case you can't get through, is 1-917-889-3818. So we'll just keep chatting, and if someone calls in or if they have a question through chat, we can answer that. So I guess I wanted to mention too, Don Jose, that I really find that the West Coast, and I'd like to hear your opinion on this, because energetically I feel like it's so much more open and so much more, I guess, in a place that people are ready to embrace this authenticity that we talk about. And I live here on the East Coast, and I do find it's like completely different worlds. What's your take on that? I know you've traveled some, so.
I think it's the same all over the world, but it's in different meanings, different languages. Like in the West Coast, we can say like spirituality is very open. But in other parts, like in Central Mexico, I can see that spirituality is very open by religious point of view and different parts. But what I see most of it is the openness. And one thing that is very changing, that I love, that is very changing, is respect. I see many cultures respecting themselves, respecting their past, respecting their belief. Is, you know, there's not the way to do it. It's just your way that really helps you. And one of the illusions that always tricks, you know, that you have to go to some place that we're not from. We have to go to the West Coast, to the West Coast, to the North. We have to go to India. We have to go to open this. But we can totally see how we can hook our minds that everything has to do with just inspiring ourselves. So one of the things that happens is when one wakes up and starts seeing themselves, they go back wherever they come from and they get sharing. And what they share is not really, you know, what they learn or what they preach or what they say or what's preached to them. No, it's how they live life. Like we were talking earlier about seeing the kids. And when one is living their life and one can see the change, you know, it doesn't matter what one believes in. That's happening. And everywhere I've gone, you know, I've seen many great people, many great, intelligent, great masters that in their words, they're not masters. They're just everyday life. But for me, they're great people of awareness. And it's everywhere. The only thing, we just have to listen and not put walls that is not a certain way, but it's everywhere. So when we break those walls, we can totally listen and not have an illusion making a wall between us.
Yes, and you know, that's so true, because when I come from the West Coast to the East Coast, again, you know, I travel quite frequently, but when I come back home here to the East Coast, it is. It's almost like it's not what I say or what I teach, it's that vibration I bring back, because the more I travel West Coast, where it's a bit more open and people are more willing to think in terms of why not, you know, why can't I do this or that, and what, you know, it's so freeing. And so I bring that state of being back with me, and it keeps amplifying. And so the people that I'm around here, they seem to become more open over time. Each time I go back and come back here, it just seems like it's the energy that I'm giving off. And it's so wonderful to see, you know, a lot of my close friends and clients and things like that, they love the energy that I give off. And I think that's why. I think, you know, it's the vibration, not so much what I'm telling them about what I've experienced.
Yes, and that's exactly it is. The vibration is enlightenment. And when you bring enlightenment, it's a vibration of positivity. So no matter what you're saying, it's just the presence of being hanging around is so comfortable. And this is the dream of the angels.
Oh, I love that you mentioned angels. You do believe in that there are angels, do you?
I believe angels. They're real. And we call them messengers. And it's humans. Humans are the angels.
Yeah.
I remember being little, and my grandma said, you know, you have a guardian angel. You pray to your guardian angel. He will take care of you. But when I was in my late teens, my grandmother took me to a church, and she said to me, you're not leaving this church until you speak to an angel. And I go, oh, my God, I'm going to be here forever. But of course I go, and in that time I was going through some difficult times, and so I begin praying. I begin putting my intent. I begin praying, asking, having the awareness, thinking. And then an old lady tapped me on my shoulder. I opened my eyes and looked at her, and she said to me, if you pray, the angel will listen to you. And she left. And I had no idea what she said. So I went back on my praying, going back on my stuff, please help me. But then I stopped, and I said, oh, my God, if I am praying and I'm listening to my own prayer, that means I'm my own guardian angel. And every brother and sister is their own brother, as their own angel, guardian angels, because when we listen to our prayers, who's listening? Us, we're listening. we're listening to our body, we're listening to our mind, and this is one of the beautiful things to be alive, to, you know, make that dream happen, because when we have when we meditate and we close our eyes, we have dreams, we have ideas, that when we open our eyes and we put our intent and action into that dream or that idea, that will manifest, or something will manifest, but if we don't take action or intent over the idea we have, that dream will just evaporate. So the messenger is the one that can heal the prayer from the human, which is us, praying to the mind, praying to the angel, which is us, and to taking action to have full support. And when one got that, is when the archangel got his wings back, and we all are the angels.
Wow, I like that. You know, I always struggled with, you know, spirituality, traditional religion, things like that, and the beliefs that, you know, there are separate entities and beings. And I've always come to resonate with the fact that, you know, we, like you said in the beginning, we all pray to the same God, and it's us, you know, that's that, the energy within, and we all have, we're all connected to that. And, yeah, so I believe that.
Yes, we more than words, we're the action. But what's beautiful is when we hold the action with integrity and authenticity, we can manifest this speechless vibration into words. So this is one of the challenges for the Toltec, how to describe in words what you feel inside, how to describe the infinite of the dream of the planet inside of you. And when you know the dream of the planet is a living being of words that's been more than 3,000 years in this earth of humans agreeing and agreeing and agreeing and agreeing over words, words that create stories. But now when we come into our authenticity, it's like opening our eyes, taking the cover from out of our face and looking for the first time with the whole concept from the tree of life. And the tree of life is just the human brain, and seeing how powerful it is. Now we can see how clearly it was when people misuse power. And let's say, like in a religious point of view, there's this man of power who misuses his teachings, and he just abuses kids. So that kid who got abused by this powerful person who put down the whole religion over this person, and this person is a corrupt person from the spiritual community that he comes from. And when we notice this, we can see that there's a big corruption in spirituality happening in today's age and from the beginning of time, that there are people manipulating people. That's why many children, teenagers, they don't like religion because they got abuses when people, they don't even like the word God, and because of people who have misused this. Now, when we have awareness of the corruption of spirituality, and when we speak about 2012, you know, that can be anything. But when we come together as humans and agree that 2012 maybe had something happening, let's make something positive happen. And let's make it the end of superstition, which will break the corruption of spirituality. And the end of superstition is not about the stories that we hear and although are beautiful, that inspire us. The superstition it is that we believe that someone outside of ourselves can give us heaven. That's a superstition. And the day that we no longer have the superstition that we can trust in ourselves, that's what the little kids are going to see. And they're the pioneers of this. So this is one of the beautiful things that's happening in this world right now. That's why many people are being more liberal. You know, it's not only spirituality, it's in many different religions where they used to be so closed, now it's being so open because they're now returning to that authenticity, which is the point of creation, to create from our hearts. And the only way we can create from our hearts is to listen, to learn to listen from our heart, and to be skeptic to all that negative thoughts that we have inside our head, and free ourselves from ourselves. And when this happens, the rest is just to be at service every day of your life. Enjoy your life. Keep the message. Don't let any excuse take your heaven away, because as human we can have many excuses why not to be happy. Oh, this what happened today, this job was lost today, the economy is bad, you know. There's other places worse, you know. Let us not put us down, let us put us up. And when this happens, you can totally see what respect it is. And respect, it can only be understood when one human respects itself. And when he respects itself, then the rest will be inside of a mirror room. And, you know, wherever you go, you're going to see that. Because this is the attraction you're having with the energy that you're producing.
I agree. But, you know, I have to say, yet again, how basic this stuff that you're talking about is, but yet so profound. And I think as a society now, we're so used to needing more stimulation and more, you know, big, and it all has to be, you know, over the top. But all of this, I think that's why it's so profound when you teach these things, because it's so basic and it's already written in, into our spiritual bodies, but we just need to hear it and resonate with it again and recognize that it's there. So, yeah, this has been, and it's so interesting because, you know, this previous trip that I just came back from, and everyone I met and everyone I talked to about authenticity all had a different piece to share. And yet again, this interview with you is yet another piece of the puzzle that has given me yet another perspective on authenticity. And I'm just connecting everything that I've heard and creating, I guess, my own belief in what resonates with me about authenticity.
Yes, and this is the beautiful thing when you see what resonates with you, because it's our own way we're going to understand life and, you know, get experience from life, our own pathway. We cannot walk someone else's pathway thinking that we're going to find happiness and life in someone else's pathway. No, that opens our eyes to respect our own pathway. And when we do this, you know, we're walking with open heart, and we have our heart lights up better, and heaven, we're ready, because we're already there.
Yes.
And
everybody,
you know, it's not, you know, with be honest, you know, I'm not happy all the time. There's things in life that, you know, happen, you know, as humans, that we feel the ouchies and, you know, the pressures in life. But one thing that I've mastered is to make myself happy. And when one makes itself happy, it's because it's there in supporting. So I know, you know, we're not happy all the time. There's going to be things in life that make us, you know, hurt. But the mastery is how to make us happy, how to respect ourselves and to not let anything affect us, because, you know, this is the most ultimate lovemaking that can be, when you love and romance your eternal body and you don't let no one disrespect your mind, your thoughts, not even you. And when that happens, this is, like we say in Teotihuacan, where human awakes and becomes truth.
Yes. And, you know, I have to say, you know, I was talking in the beginning there about that, you know, always worrying about what other people thought of me and things like that. And now I've come to, like you say, respect myself and understand that I'm worth it. And, you know, I don't need to worry about what other people think of me, and I just need to live my truth. And it's been so empowering and freeing for me to leave that old way of life and become, you know, live for me. You know, I only need to worry about me, like you say. And it's so absolutely freeing, and it's magical. I'm living right now, and it's such a magical time for me, because it's incredible. It's, you know, I wake up every day in a state of wonderment, because, you know, the sky is the limit for me right now, and it's wonderful.
Yes, it becomes one point, you know, that happens with awareness, that if you know that if you don't judge yourself, no one else can judge you. And your judgment flying through your head. And of course, you will know that it's going to be lying for people trying to judge you every day, but you don't care anymore. Because when one doesn't judge itself, it finds the freedom. We don't live for other people. We don't want to be perfect for other people. We're just here to be, because we don't know if we're going to be here tomorrow or at the end of the day. So with this awareness, it's beautiful as I listen to you, because it's really just about living your life in complete freedom. And the only one who can give you freedom is the one who's accompanying you on the road, in the journey, and that's just us. So beautiful.
Right. Perfect. Love it. Love it, love it. I mean, this has been a great show. You know, very transformational, and I couldn't think of a better way to kick off the very first episode of Authentic You Radio than to have somebody who has written a profoundly life-changing book on authenticity. I mean, that's incredible. So in terms of a website, if someone were interested in buying a copy of the Fifth Agreement, where would they go?
I think you could go to the Amazon.com, to the Barnes Nobles, to AmberIsland.com, and local bookstores, I think, and of course the iTunes.
Yes. Do you have a personal website as well?
I go with my father, with MiguelRuiz.com.
Yes.
You can find there everything my family is doing. One thing that's beautiful is that my father couldn't travel as much as he used to. So my brother, Michael Miguel Jr., created this called the Academy of Awareness. It's a school without walls, and here's where my brother and my father do classes online. And it's something beautiful because my father's loving being in front of that little camera and speaking because he's recovering
enough. That's wonderful. Yeah, I mean, I had heard when I contacted your representative, she had let me know that your dad had been recovering, and I thought, thinking about that how was he going to continue sharing his messages? And this is perfect. Yeah, I mean, the online classes, people are online now, so it's a beautiful way to still share the message in this technological age. Are you also doing these classes?
Yes, I'm not doing much classes because I'm going more going personal experiences.
Yes.
And I think we're going to have an event in Los Angeles this Saturday. That's going to be very special for me because it's the first time I've been with my father speaking since he had recovered from the heart transplant, because back then I didn't know if I was going to be able to have that chance to do it again, but I'm so happy this Saturday going to be having the chance to be with him again.
Wow. Yeah, that's amazing. So the event that you're going to be at, is this on the website as well, on Don Miguel Ruiz? Miguel Ruiz, I guess.
MiguelRuiz.com, you can find it. Yes, MiguelRuiz.com, and it's on their calendar. And you can find also all the things that we're doing in family. We're doing different things, and I'll be looking honored visiting you in the East Coast soon.
Yes, absolutely. So I guess we didn't get any callers tonight. We had some people in the chat room, but sometimes that happens. They're a little shy. They don't want to say anything. They're probably just enthralled like I am, listening to what you have to say, for sure. And I wanted to mention as well, I'm doing a video, and I probably will be coming West Coast again, and I wish I had have invited you to the Bodhi Tree filming, because you would have been a perfect candidate to be interviewed for Authentic You TV, but I'm in the midst of doing a movie similar to The Secret in style, so it would be about authenticity, and I met a man who does artwork and choreography, for example, for the Olympic Games, and he has offered free of charge to do a wonderful display using people, spelling of the word authenticity, and I thought that was so fabulous for him to offer that. And he offered this to me because he said that I was coming from a place of truth, and he could see that in my eyes. And I thought that was so, this whole trip that I had was just so amazing in that way. I met so many interesting people and so many people willing to help me with this project that I'm doing, and I would definitely love for you to be a part of it, for sure. I mean, we're definitely looking for other interviews to include in this movie. And I'm working with Kelly Sullivan Walden, who is also connected to Steve Allen Media. So we're looking to create this video and really share the message of authenticity with the world. So would you love to be a part of it as well? I'd love to have you on board.
Well, I will be honored to participate.
Okay, great. I'll send you some details. I mean, you don't have to decide right on air, but yeah, I just wanted to let you know that because I think you would. Perfect for that. Perfect. So I want to thank you, Don Jose, for coming on. It was a fantastic show, and I look forward to connecting with you again.
Thank you, Michelle. It was an honor to be on the show, and we'll see each other again.
Yes, thank you. Okay, everyone, we have about 30 seconds left. I just wanted to let you know the next episode. We have Dr. David Fox, who's the author of Comfort, Healing, and Joy, Secrets to Living a Magnificent Life, and he'll be joining us next week, next Thursday, same time. And David is a specialist in maternal fetal medicine. He's an expert in personal growth and development, master practitioner of neuro-linguistic programming, experienced meditator and award-winning teacher, hypnotist, black belt in Taekwondo, avid cooker, and marathon runner. So he does it all. He's definitely an interesting fellow, and I can't wait to hear about his book. It's a new book, so we'll have him on next week, and thank you so much for tuning in, and join us next week for another great episode of Authentic You Radio.